Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So we have a very special guest for an interview today, all the way from Canada. And you know who I'm interviewing. You know I'm interviewing Ella, Sophia. We're going to retrain our brain, and make this the year of you. Special interview with Ella Sophia. And back to school with the Neuro Nerds. Boom. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. We have, as I say all the time, a very special episode. I think every single one of our episodes are special, but this is like an even more special episode. It was going to initially be a Joe Solo Rocks episode. And I was like, that's, you know, people get enough of this dude. Lauren isn't here, unfortunately, because she's out being amazing, I think, in San Francisco at Nationals.
Fact check. To clarify, Lauren is competing in Pole Sport Organization 2019 U.S. National Pole Competition. Bonus fun fact. Lauren is a professional and competitive dancer as well as a dance teacher.
Bring home the gold, Lauren, or don't come back. No. Come back either way. So in her place as our very special guest host today is the one, the only Ella Sophia.
Hello.
I am so happy to have you on the show. I'm actually, so for you guys who don't know, Ella is from Canada. Let's try not to hold that against her.
The best country ever.
Elle is a habit coach. Elle is actually, well, I call her Elle. Her name is Ella. Ella is actually a habit coach. And for those who don't know, Ella is my habit coach.
Yes, sir.
Joe has a bunch of bad habits.
Yes, sir.
That need to be rectified. And Ella is actually helping me out with that. She's an incredible habit coach. We met a few months ago, I would say.
Yeah, right? I'd say so. Maybe.
Something like that. And Ella, just like me, is a stroke survivor. Not just a stroke survivor, Ella is a stroke thriver. She's a rock star, man. She's super cool. And over the past couple of months, we've become, I think, really, really good friends. And we're going to be doing some like really cool stroke community stuff, I think.
Facts.
Not just stroke community, like the cool stuff. I think it's cool. Obviously, I think anything I do is cool, Elle. So, Elle, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, hello, my name is Ella. I am originally from just outside Toronto and just made the big move across the country to Edmonton. So if anybody else is cool and also from Canada, big shout out to you. I had a stroke when I was 14 years old. I had arteriovenous malformation rupture in my cerebellum. So that led to a hemorrhagic stroke. Yeah, it's been about 11 and a half years since then. And I'd say just before a decade went by, I kind of realized, wow, I need to just rehabilitate and learn how to do that on my own and not rely on other people. And so I started dabbling into habit and how the brain works, and everything just sort of sprung off from there.
Yeah, the brain is fascinating. Also, it's so crazy that you were so young.
It's pretty
crazy. Just so young. You were an amazing athlete as well.
Well, I guess that's subjective, isn't it? Yeah.
So you played a. I'm doing quote fingers. You played that sport.
Yes, I did play that sport. I did play soccer, competitive soccer growing up. I'd actually just made the varsity soccer team for my high school. I just started high school, ninth grade, as you say in the U.S.
Thank you. I appreciate that. These strange Canadians say things backwards. Yes,
allegedly. So I just started ninth grade, just made the varsity soccer team. And the day before our very first game is when I had my stroke. So, yeah, that happened and flipped my world upside down.
That's so crazy. So I know more than a few stroke survivors who had young strokes, mm-hmm. Some pediatric strokes, some in single digits. You were a full-fledged teenager already.
Full-fledged.
That must have been so difficult because I've said this. I think I say this every third episode. Kids are dicks. You know what I mean?
Facts.
It must have been very difficult for you to go back to school post-stroke because it affects us greatly. Mm-hmm. It affected me greatly as an adult. I'm a grown-ass man, and it was very difficult to get back into society with my friends, with my family, mm-hmm. strangers, let alone being in school with a bunch of dicks.
Yeah. Not all
dicks.
Was
it a weird transition for you?
Pardon?
Was it a weird transition for you?
Yeah. There was a couple transitions, actually. I had to do like a transition in and then a transition out. And so basically what I mean by that is, in high school, everybody wants to be the popular in the in group. And so when I eventually went back to school, everyone was like, oh my God, Ella, I want to be your best friend. And like, I just thought, wow, I have so many friends. This is amazing. And then you become old news really quickly. And probably, I don't know, I'm just going to guess and say 2 weeks after I was in school full time, I just became old news and nobody wanted to hang out with the girl in the walker. And yeah, I spent a lot of lunch hours by myself trying to eat my lunch in the library because nobody wanted to hang out with me.
Oh, what a bummer. Mm-hmm. So it's not just American kids. Canadian kids are dicks too. Mm-hmm. Kids are just dicks mm-hmm. worldwide.
Worldwide.
That's a bummer, man. You know what? So I can't say, I don't really remember. Well, no, I have some awful memories from high school, but I think I would have been cool dude, right? I think I'm a pretty cool guy. I think I'm a pretty nice guy.
Yeah.
I don't think you would have been old news. but I got to say this though, Elle. Mm-hmm. You're a weird person. That's why I mess with you. You're one of my favorite people. Like, we became really cool really quickly when I realized you're fucking crazy. And I mean that in the most beautiful way. Like, it's not just because you're Canadian. It's just the way that you think.
Oh, thank you, Joe.
I think you're brilliant. I really do. And I love what you do with the habit coaching. And I love everything about the way you lay out all of your information.
Thank you
so much. Your page is magnificent.
Aww.
Your eye, like your aesthetic is great. But you personally, batshit crazy. I love it.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. That means a lot.
So this also, it's a special episode too, because you have become a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And this is, we're still kind of celebrating a little bit of my strokeversary because it's still really recent, mm-hmm. And it's kind of cool. 3 years after 3 years, surviving 3 years post-stroke, it's like a big deal. It's like a big accomplishment. And like knowing the impact that I've had like on the community, I had like so many people reach out to me and say, oh, thank you for putting on the podcast. Thank you for, putting together the USO Rock group on Facebook, mm-hmm. which, you were part of my USO Rock blog. Your story resonated with a lot of people, even the people, people who don't like play sports. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because I don't consider soccer a sport. See, just hating on soccer.
Oh, you're so funny.
But yeah, it's really cool. And also, it was really strange. Elle, we were talking for like a little bit and I was like, oh, yeah, Elle's like super cool. And like we would just talk back and forth. And then at some point, like you were like, yeah, I kind of like look at you as like a mentor. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I feel so bad for you. Like, how awful are things in your life where you're looking at this dude as a mentor?
No, because you know what, Joe? What you're doing right now in your life is pretty in line with, I think, what I want for my future. And you went through a lot of similar experiences to me, you know, the stroke. And other than that, you're a pretty smart dude. Honestly, sometimes when I ask you questions and you answer them, I'm like, did he really just say that? That was pretty sick.
can I tell you what it is? Because I say I'm an idiot and I wear that as like a badge of honor, mm-hmm. but I'm like smart enough to act like an idiot. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, and also I was flattered. I was actually flattered. I was like, oh, wow. Oh, that's cool. And I remember like we would talk and then I'd be like, oh yeah, I forget. Because like we just have normal, casual, friendly conversations. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, she just took something away from that conversation because she's my mentee. That's so cool. Actually, I think it's pretty cool. I think I'm going to get like we should get matching t-shirts, like mentor mentee.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. That is such a good idea.
It's an idea for sure. Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for a community and support? Well, the NeuroNerds are here to help. Join our hashtag YouSoRock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/YouSoRock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at joesorocks.com/YouSoRock and submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
YouSoRock.
Stop laughing at us. But what's really cool is Elle and I are going to be like working together doing some stuff.
Hell yeah. Right?
Yeah, I think we're going to be doing this thing. So randomly, we ended up on an Instagram Live at some point.
Yeah.
And we were just being our normal selves.
Crazy.
And it resonated with a lot of people. A lot of people really enjoyed our banter, our back and forth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I gained a couple of, followers, like people who like, when I say followers, not just, oh, you follow me, but like people who like interact and talk and ask questions. And it was like really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was a great way to reach people. So I think Elle and I are going to be doing that much more often.
You bet.
And yeah. And then we also had our random Throwdown Thursday.
Oh yeah. Peanut butter challenge.
When I realized Elle was a psychopath eating peanut butter out of the jar. Now, again, I'm going to say this now. I tried to explain it on Instagram, right? But it's only like 15 second clips.
Oh, God.
Gonna
you're going to go through it again.
I'm going to explain it now.
Oh, God.
I'll explain it to a T.
Here we go.
So we're on this app. It's called Marco Polo. And it basically, it's like leaving video messages. And right? Is that a good description?
Yes.
Leave video messages?
It's like texting, but with video.
Exactly. So she was like, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm going to get lunch. And she just pulled out a jar of peanut
butter.
Okay,
whoa. Did I seriously say I'm going to get lunch? Or is that a made up part of the story?
That might be a made up part of the story. I might be embellishing. But basically, she was like, oh, it's like lunchtime. It was around lunchtime.
It was, I'm sure.
And so she had this giant jar of peanut butter and a spoon. And I'm like, oh, she's going to like make a sandwich or I don't know what. And she just starts eating the peanut butter out of the jar. Now, everybody, and I mean this, I'm pretty sure 99, if not 100% of the people out there have taken a spoonful of peanut butter and eaten it. It's like a little snack, you know, it's a little burst of protein. Good to go. I don't know very many people who sit down and just eat and like just eat out of the jar like an animal.
Okay, listen, we had a competition and Instagram told us that is not weird. It is normal, okay?
Instagram might have told you. Maybe Canadian Instagram told you because my Instagram told me that I won that battle.
Okay, my Instagram told me that I won that battle, so.
Yeah, also, I think there was some home cooking to your Instagram.
Please, Joe. You're just trying to make yourself feel better, okay?
Of course. But I did win my poll. I'm just saying.
That's true.
And I don't think people understood that it wasn't like, oh, yeah, I eat peanut butter out of the jar. It's like, no. She eats peanut butter out of the jar. Like, just eat. Like, that's the meal. Not one spoonful. Several. Just like, oh, yeah, this is my lunch. I'm just going to have peanut butter. Like, there's no defense. There's no defense, L.
It's not weird, Joe.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's the most normal thing. Like if I was on the other end and I was like, oh yeah, I'm just going to have a lunch real quick. And I had a jar of jelly.
Okay, but that's weird. Listen, the macros and jelly are way different than the macros and your peanut butter, okay?
Why can't I get away from nerdy co-hosts? There's a specific type of nerd that both you and Lauren are. It's like, it's intense. You know what I mean? Like, you would look at you guys at first glance and you'd be like, oh yeah, these guys are just like normal everyday people. Neither one of you are normal everyday people.
That's why we're so special.
Let me ask you a question, El. Mm-hmm. With the habit coaching, mm-hmm. how did you put that together? Because the course that you put together is amazing.
Oh, thank you. So basically, I don't know when it sort of came about or started to come about, but
you're trying really hard not to say a boot, aren't you?
Yes, I am trying very hard, actually. I'm starting to pick it up in other people when they say about. I'm like, you just said a boot. But with the habit coaching, essentially, I think after going through the physical and I call it mental rehabilitation, after having a stroke or any brain injury or any injury for that matter, or any rock bottom experience, is what I like to say. You obviously have to put a lot of effort into that rehabilitation. It's not easy to challenge yourself, to change yourself. And so I figured, okay, how can I make challenging myself as easy as possible? Well, if you turn something, your personal development, into a habit, then it becomes a mindless task. So I figure that whatever I'm doing in my personal development realm, how can I turn each of those things into a habit so that bettering myself just becomes as easy as possible? And I think that's a really convenient way for people to better themselves every day.
That should be in your book.
It will be.
Are you writing a book?
Eventually.
Yeah. I will be. Do you have titles? Do you have titles for your book?
No, but maybe the Canadian who eats peanut butter out of the jar.
I think that would be a bestseller. I think that would go like the book equivalent to gold immediately.
Yes. Amazon bestseller.
So, without question. How many reviews? 1 million, all 5 stars. So what you do is retrain your brain, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And I love that. I do. And I remember something that you said a while ago. You're like, it doesn't matter how long, like old habits can be trained into new habits. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you can get rid of old habits. Mm-hmm. So when we do our thing, I think we should do a little bad habit, good habit thing.
At some point. Yeah.
Because you come with like the good habits, mm-hmm. and everything, like, basically, you're like life goals. Oh. The way you go about things, your lists, your mind palace, your, okay, there's 3 things. Every time we speak, so everybody out there, you don't understand how we converse. Normally, when we have a back and forth, Elle will start out, she's like, okay, 3 things. First thing. And then she'll just number these things out. And at first, I was like, wow, I really think she's a lunatic. But then after a while, I was like, no. This is the smartest thing a person can do, specifically somebody with a brain injury. I think it would be, her course will be so helpful to people who are just trying to get back on track. People who forget things like myself, to help retrain your brain. And if you think about it, if you number these things, it's a lot easier than all of these thoughts and 1 million things going around. Mm-hmm. It's just 3 things. After you knock out one, it's just 2 things. Mm-hmm. And there's been several times where I've been, okay, I have all this information and I'll try to talk to Elle about it. It's just chaos. I have to go back and like rethink. Once I started, okay, there's 3 things that I have to talk. There's only a couple of things, a couple of points, like point of interest, you know, pinpoints, bullet points that you have to speak mm-hmm. on. And when you just focus in on those, it makes it a lot easier. Mm-hmm. New habit Joe has.
Exactly.
Only focus on the top 3 bullet points.
Yep. And what's interesting about that is, when we don't take the extra time to do what is called the mind palace, so essentially, this is like almost a 3,000-year-old technique where you essentially go around your house and you number all the items of furniture and from counterclockwise going clockwise, so left to right. And I've pretty much only done that for the first eight items of furniture, because I really don't feel like I need to know more than like eight things at a time. And so that's going to take some work. It's so inconvenient for me. Like, God forbid, you have to take an extra 10 seconds of your life. But if you just go ahead and do that, all the extra time that would have been wasted by you saying, oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, let me get back to you on that. That's not going to happen anymore. So essentially, by doing the extra work up front, you're going to save a lot of time down the road by doing things like the Mind Palace or by putting in the extra work to create a habit. So it's all about recognizing or understanding delayed gratification. And that goes with anything. Like, when you're consistent, when you put in the work up front, eventually what you're looking for, your goal, it will eventually come to fruition.
See, you know what's difficult, I think, for people today? These crazy kids. I'll tell you what the problem is. Instant gratification.
Yeah, definitely.
Everybody wants it here. They want it now. Mm-hmm. Even the way we view television, even though you're a weirdo, like I said, Ella, psychotic behavior. She doesn't watch TV. So even the way people digest television, it's not, well, I saw a show this week and I have to wait next week to see it. No, it's everything at once. Mm-hmm. Here's an entire season. So we want it now. We don't want to wait, you know? So it's very difficult to get people to be like, okay, where you're going to, yeah, this is going to suck right now, but later on, it's going to be amazing. It's like, no, no, no. I want it to be amazing right now.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And the whole concept of instant gratification, or I guess people's understanding of it, has really hindered us in so many different ways, like personal development, because everything that I think is important or worth it is not going to come easy, right? Whereas, you know, if you want to sit on the couch and gain some weight, yeah, for sure, it's easy to eat 20 bags of chips, right? But to actually lose 20 pounds, you're going to have to put in a lot of effort and wait for that 20 pounds to come off. And even things like memory, that's been affected because of instant gratification. Our phone, we just don't need to remember phone numbers anymore. We don't need to remember points because we can just look down at the computer in our pocket and say, oh yeah, this is what I have to say.
Oh my gosh, I don't know any phone number. I know no one's phone number aside of myself. And the fact that I know my own phone number is amazing. Mm-hmm. You know,
some people
back in the day, I knew everybody's number, mm-hmm. you know, and, but again, that was pre-brain injury, but still, it's like a brand new world. I don't know where anything is because it's like, oh, how do you get there? Oh, let me just put it in maps. Put it in Waze.
Exactly.
You know, it's so crazy. Wow. If something happened to like our phones, we would be lost.
100%.
We really would be. Even certain words. Let me just look it up this way. Here's what's funny about the phones. You don't even have to type in a full sentence or word. You type in half of it and then like it'll auto finish it. Is this mm-hmm. kind of like what you're looking for? All right, cool. There it is.
Yep.
Wow. That's so interesting. Yeah, I definitely need to retrain my brain because I have horrible habits. Horrible.
And the thing about habit is you don't necessarily get rid of old habits. Like, they will always be there, but you can override them. So what I like to say is it's like writing a word down on a piece of paper, and then you grab some whiteout, you white out the word over top, and then you can go back in with the pen or pencil and continue to write. That's what essentially creating a new habit is like in your brain.
It's brilliant. I love that. Thanks. I love that. So my old habits, again, my old habits led into me almost dying. I don't want to do that.
Right. No.
that's not a good thing. So like, I've actually changed. I've said it frequently. I've fundamentally changed everything about my life, the way that I eat, the way that I think, the way that I function. Mm-hmm. So I have changed old habits, but old habits don't die quickly.
No,
they hang on. And so the difficult thing for me is, maybe you can speak on mm-hmm. this. You've changed the habit. You feel better. I don't do that anymore. It's really easy to go back to it, though. So with me, the way that I think, I'm a very, for the most part, I'm a very positive person now, mm-hmm. you know, glass half full. Yeah. Let's rock on. Life's good. But when things, you know, get really bad, right. Mm-hmm. And I can't, I'll immediately go worst case scenario. Oh yeah, well, everything sucks. Of course it didn't work out, because why would it? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I go there, and to me, that's comfortable. Mm-hmm. it's a happy, fun place because I spent 30 plus years of my life there. Mm-hmm. It's only been 3 years now that I've been in this like really positive place. So it's really difficult for me to break the habit of every once in a while, like I'll go dark and it feels good because I'm so used to it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, I don't know how to make this a permanence.
Right. Well, I guess so with that in particular, I would say, or I'd first ask you, well, why does it make you feel good? Because really, if it's making you feel good, that's the reward. That's your instant gratification, right? So there's one, okay, you have to, maybe you just have to accept the fact that doing that, I'm going to have to just take a risk with delayed gratification. Like, okay, it might not go well. I don't know. You're taking a risk. But the other thing is, you want to make yourself feel good eventually. So you have to put in some type of reward for you to start thinking that way. So, geez, that's something that is basically personal to you. What you have to figure out why you want to think a certain way. Like, what's the benefit to you of saying, like this could go really well versus this is just going to go to shit. Like, what's going to be the benefit to you, you know, and try to use that as a reward.
I think I have that. I think for the most part, for me, it's I just want to live. Mm-hmm. And I know that's like really bare bones and basic, but I don't think there's anything more powerful than life.
Couldn't agree more.
So that's the motivation. And if I want to give myself like a little bit of extra, okay, well, if you don't go dark, you're able to do heroin. Good job, Joe. Oh, nope, don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. Joe's an idiot. it's hard. It's, again, retraining your brain, which I love. I love that.
Thank you.
I absolutely love that because I think we can do that. Mm-hmm. I never thought that we could do that. I just thought, well, this is just how it is.
Same.
I'm wired. It's the way that I think. Yep. There's no changing this. I was very stubborn and stuck in the way that I thought because that's how I grew up.
Yeah.
You know, that's like how I was raised. If you were raised a certain way, that's just, well, of course that's what this is because that's what I was taught. Mm-hmm. I now sought out this like new, this brand new world, this brand new way of thinking. And it's beautiful. I've never been, for the most part, I've never been happier, mm-hmm. you know, like obviously nothing's perfect, but I'm happy. I smile. I joke. I meet amazing people like you, Elle.
Thank you. You know?
And I'm looking forward to giving back to like the community and growing and how it's this beautiful thing. So we can retrain our brains, mm-hmm. you know? So after 3 years post-stroke, I'm a completely different person.
Yeah.
You know, and I think every single one of us has the capacity to do that. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. As a brain injury or a stroke survivor like myself, it's hard for me to get through reading books due to my injury. But with Audible, I can now enjoy as many books as I want just by listening. Before I started using Audible, I was having trouble reading my brain buddy Mimi Hayes' book, I'll Be Okay, It's Just a Hole in My Head. But once it popped up on Audible, I immediately put it on my wish list. Read Mimi's book with us. That's right, the Neuro Nerds are forming a book club. What a great way for our brain injury survivor community to read books together.
And even if you don't want to read the book we're reading, with this free trial, you can select any book of your choice for free. Go to audibletrial.com/theneuronerds.
Boom!
Boom!
Now, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Is this like a solo thing, or do you suggest that people do this with other people, like their significant others, their family members?
That's a really good question. And
those are the only kind of questions I have.
Yeah, that's true. I'd say both. I think, well, of course, doing it on your own is great. But if you can do something with somebody who knows you well and can say, hey, you actually do X, and I think that's pretty detrimental. You might, like, you yourself might not realize that. And so if you can have somebody with you doing it, then they can point out certain things that you wouldn't see yourself. And then you can work on those things. So yeah, I think it would definitely be a benefit.
If I was doing this with Felice, she'd be like, Joe, seriously, stop joking about heroin. I'd say, no, it makes me feel good. No, that sounds horrible. I think family support or spousal support or friend support, mm-hmm. I think it's very important. Unfortunately, a lot of stroke survivors I talk to, they just don't have that. Yep. You know, it sucks. Mm-hmm. So your family during your stroke, how was that? Because you were young. you were young, but you were old enough to like know better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, it was weird. And I don't think I fully knew that it was weird until years and years later. It's like, you know, when you have a brain injury, you're not really with it.
Right.
Right.
You had a brain injury.
Exactly. So I have a younger sister. And remember, so I was just turned 14. So she's 2 years younger than me. So she was still in elementary school. So very, very young. And then my two parents. So it's the four of us in the household. And they, I think my parents definitely went through different trauma than my sister. I don't want to like speak for any of them, but it was definitely very supportive. Very, very supportive. As you know, thank God. I thank God for my parents. Like, they are awesome parents, and my sister is amazing. But I know there were so many times where I would say, you know, you just don't understand. And you try to explain something like brain fatigue. You and I were talking about brain fatigue the other day, Joe. And I was saying that like my brain injury happened almost 12 years ago. And there was no social media or this knowledge out there of, you know, neuropsychologist and learn about brain fatigue and all that sort of stuff. It was sort of the information was passed from the neurosurgeon to my parents and to me. And I kind of remembered what I did. And so when I would explain things like, I am so tired, you don't understand, it was like, well, like, go to suck it up, like in the most loving way possible. But, right. And yeah, it was difficult for both of us because I didn't know what was wrong, if that was normal. And they didn't understand because nobody maybe told them the information. And that's why now having people like neuropsychologists is so important.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you a question. Have you spoken to your parents about that since, now that you've gained this knowledge?
Not really. No, I don't think so. It must have been 3 years ago now. I did my first public talk on Brain Injury Awareness Month. And that was sort of the springboard for all of this. The habit coaching and the personal development. And I got to a point in my life where I just felt like, that's it. I need to share this information with other people. Like, 'cause other people had said they were going through the same sort of shitty experiences. And so when I did that talk, it changed my life. It was like all the things that were building up inside me for all those years, all of a sudden they came out. And I shared that with my parents because I have an audio recording of the talk. And I think when they listened to that, they sort of like, they understood a little bit better of the things that I was going through and the knowledge about brain injuries and stuff like that now. But we never really need to have the conversation about it for them to actually fully understand.
Yeah, that might be awkward.
Yeah. I don't know. They're pretty cool.
Anytime I hear that, I was like, oh, your parents smoke weed? That's weird.
What? Oh, because they're cool?
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the NeuroNerds on the Apple Podcast app today. You know, it's so strange. So I went through a very bad bout of brain fog 2 days ago. Wait, this is coming out Monday? 4 days ago.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
So that not bad for a guy with brain injury. So I like, it was rough. And so Elle and I were talking about brain fatigue, and she's gonna have like, all right, so brain fatigue, that shit might last forever. It might not, but it might be with us forever. We, like 20, 30 years from now, we might have an episode of like neuro fatigue. Mm-hmm. Like that might be a thing. I thought I might have said it before, I'm not 100%, but I thought I was completely over my neuro fatigue. Mm-hmm. They kept telling me it was going to be a thing out of the hospital, and I was really tired in the hospital the first month or so. Got home, I was kind of tired, and then I went damn near a year or so without any issues with neuro fatigue, and I was like, made it, I did it, this was awesome, not a big deal. And then it came back with a vengeance, Like when it hit me hard. And it's not for, for you normies out there. That's why I call normal people, people without brain injuries at all, they're normies. Or Lauren calls them muggles because Lauren's a nerd. When it hits you, it's not that you're tired. It's not that you're exhausted. It's that you cannot function. Mm-hmm. You can't process. You can't think. You can't focus. You can't move. It's so bizarre. Like it's almost like you're moving in slow motion. It's almost like you're drugged. Like it doesn't even make any sense. And brain fog, it's a little, it's kind of like neuro fatigue a little bit, but you can't, like for me, when I get brain fog, I can't understand what you're saying. I feel like there's a fishbowl on my head and I see your lips moving and I hear words. It's almost like Charlie Brown's teachers, like the wah 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 wah. But I don't understand. And apparently when I'm speaking, like I'm not well, I don't speak very well because I don't really know how to get the information out of my head through my face. It's just a whole thing. It sucks mm-hmm. so bad. So that I'm just thinking right now as a 14-year-old, mm-hmm. wow, that must have, how did you get through your days of school?
I don't know. And you know, it's so,
as I open up old wounds, yeah.
You know, it's been so long, like, and it, like, I honestly can't tell you if I had lots of episodes of the brain fog or brain fatigue. And cause it's just been so long, but I did, first of all, started going back to school at a very slow pace. So it'd be one class a week, two classes a week. And then I only took three classes that semester.
That must have been amazing.
Well, yeah, it was super awesome.
I was a dumb jock. I didn't like going to school. It's like three classes. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the best semester. It wasn't my favorite. But yeah, I don't know. I think Geez, Joe, I don't even know how to explain it. There are so many silly things that I did. Honestly, I remember sitting in a geography class, literally like bringing a nail file and like filing my nails in class because I thought it was cool. But like, how rude is that?
Wait, did you think that you were being cool? Did you not care? Or like, were you purposely going out of your way to be like, yeah, this is cool? Or did you not realize that that was kind of a dick thing to do?
I think both. I think definitely both. And like, I think teachers were like, oh, do I tell her to like, cause they obviously know I had a brain injury and some of them didn't treat it that seriously, I guess. Well, but
if I would have been in school and if our roles were reversed, I would have been so awful. I would have used the brain thing like nonstop. Oh, you're such a good person. I am such not a good person.
But like, here's the thing. I don't know. Everyone gets driven by different things. For me, I love winning. Like in academics, we're always my thing. And so if I could beat out a bunch of other people in grades or whatever, just by working my butt off and not having any crutch or using any sort of excuse, then I feel like it was dominating. Like that was my thing. That was like my fuel to my fire.
That's why you succeed, you know, because you have that fire, because you have that drive, mm-hmm. you know? Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds. Let me ask you a question. Do you have any advice for any of the young stroke survivors out there who are still in school or just going back to school?
Yeah.
You know, like little tips and tricks to get by?
Your teachers are not going to understand. You know what? A lot of people are not going to understand. And at the end of the day, like they don't have to fully understand. They should empathize, but just know there's going to be a lot of people that aren't going to care. And you're going to have to push through it and find somebody to substitute or your teachers. So like find a mentor. Joe, you're my mentor. Like find somebody. It doesn't have to be a stroke survivor. So but like honestly, go out on Instagram, go to the internet, find somebody who's going through what you're going through. And at the same time, don't be afraid to be your own advocate. If you think you need extra time for exams, you think you need extra time for homework because you're being stimulated, whatever, you just need a quiet place, just voice that. Like you're perfectly allowed to do that. And yeah, so just stand up for yourself.
Yeah, that was excellent. I gotta tell you, Elle, that was super dope. Be your own advocate. People are dicks.
Okay, understand. I didn't say that.
So, right. I might have been paraphrasing right now. So as Elle is living proof right here, you can hear it. It's gonna be okay. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be good. You're gonna be fine. Mm-hmm. Because Elle isn't, like I said earlier, she's not just a stroke survivor. She's a stroke thriver. You know, she's kind of killing it right now.
Kind of.
When I say her course is going to change lives, her course is going to change lives. Like honestly, I really believe this. Everybody should take your course.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot, Joe.
Like I do, because not one of us doesn't have a bad habit that I think we really wish we can get past. And Elle is here to help us get past these bad habits, you know? Like, Joe, stop talking about heroin. Okay, I'll stop. Maybe.
As long as you keep it to talk only.
Yeah, right. Yeah, don't look at my arms. Kids, don't do drugs. We all know Joe's an idiot. I'm sure there's going to be the fact check in here that Joe's an idiot. I'm sure.
Fact check. Joe is an idiot. He does not do any form of illegal drugs, including heroin, and does not condone drug use in any way. Don't do drugs and stay in school, kids.
So, Elle, where can they find your course?
They can go to my website, so www.ellasophia.ca. And please note that Sophia is spelled with an F, not a PH. Joe.
Side note, I emailed her to link to the thing that we're doing on Squadcast over here. And she was like, I haven't gotten it. I was like, oh, that's so weird. I was like, oh yeah, I spelled it with a PH because I had a brain injury. It's not because I had a brain injury. I just messed up. I
said, yeah, see? You used see? The excuse, Joe.
Imagine 14-year-old Joe in school with teachers. Imagine. I feel so bad for them.
That's okay. That will never happen.
Elle, you're seriously one of my favorite people. I mean that. So Elle and I, you can keep an eye on the things that we're doing. Because we're going to be doing some like fun stuff. If it's not fun for you guys, that's cool. It's fun for us, but I think it's going to be very helpful to everybody. So we're going to be jumping on some Instagram lives pretty mm-hmm. soon. Who knows? We might take over YouTube at some point. Gasp and awe. Thanks to our sponsor, Avid Technology, for providing us with the tools, or should I say pro tools, to record, edit, and mix our podcast and get our message out clearly to the world.
Try Avid first to start recording today for free at avid.com/pro-tools.
Yay. So, Ella,
mm-hmm.
I'm so happy that I can call you a friend. I'm so happy that we're going to be doing some amazing stuff for our community. And it's just going
to
be fun.
Yeah,
right?
Hell yeah, it is. I'm so happy to call you a friend as well.
That's and I'm so happy. Like, by the way, I really mean this wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm flattered. I'm flattered and I'm honored that you looked at me as a mentor. Aww. And as much as I joke around, because honestly, you guys know this, 99% of the stuff I say is like, I joke around. I think it's funny. I joke about heroin. I joke about my stroke almost dying. Come on. There's no taboos. But I really take it very serious. My mentee, mm-hmm. and like, I want you to succeed. And I absolutely know that you will. I'm not just saying that because of all this. Even before this, I was like, yeah, that chick's gonna go far. Like, I mean that. I really mean that you're an amazing person. I really feel that everything you do is not just gonna be a success for you, but you're gonna help so many other people become successes,
you know,
their stories, on their journeys. And I think it's amazing. So everybody go follow Elle at Ella Sophia at Ella Sophia on Instagram,
Facebook. It's Ella Sophia with 3 S's, and then my website is just Ella Sophia with 1 S.
Yes, all those, it'll be in the show notes. We'll be posting these links and stuff. It's going to be amazing. Elle, I'm so appreciative of you. I'm so happy that we were able to do this, and I'm really looking forward to dominating the world. No? A little bit? Was that a little strong? Was that a little much?
No. It wasn't.
I super appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for being on the show. And you can follow me at Joso Rocks everywhere. You can follow Lauren at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. You can follow us at The Neuro Nerds everywhere. And on that beautiful, amazing coast-to-coast, Canada-to-America note, this Neuro Nerd is out. Boom. All right.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.